Hi, I'm Emily Yassarin. I'm the Graduate School Network Manager.
And I'm Agnes Chaika, and I'm a lecturer in the Politics Department at the Open University.
And Agnes, you're going to tell us about Session 5, Performing Citizenship?
Yeah, so it's the last session, and it's titled Performing Citizenship. And it focused on what might be called a performative turn in citizenship studies. So in a nutshell, the session explores how theories and methodologies of performativity have enabled us to reinterpret citizenship. Now, traditionally, theories of citizenship and indeed state practices have taken for granted that citizenship is a formal status that signifies belonging to a polity. Now, theories of performative citizenship ask whether we can imagine citizenship entirely outside of formal status. So can citizenship be conceptualized as something that is performed regardless of one's formal legal status in a polity? Can citizens enact themselves as such, regardless of their formal legal status? So the session explores some of the work that argues that being a citizen can actually be decoupled from formal or legal status, and that individuals and groups can enact themselves as citizens, even when they are not necessarily recognized as citizens. So in other words, the session takes a look at the ways in which citizenship is contested by the very groups and individuals who enact themselves as citizens, and perform citizenship without necessarily having it.
And why is this important?
Well, this is a relatively new way of thinking about citizenship, and I think it's important for a number of reasons. Now, as you would have heard in previous sessions, we can identify at least two sets or two axes of debates around citizenship. Now, the first revolves around the question of formal versus substantial citizenship. Now, a key question that is asked in these debates is whether formal status of citizenship can actually make all citizens equal, whether it actually in reality affords everyone with equal rights and responsibilities in a polity. Now, the answer that has generally been given is no, formal citizenship doesn't necessarily guarantee rights or guarantee equality of access. It doesn't prevent discrimination or inequality. So to see how citizenship functions in a society or a polity, we need to look beyond formal status. We need to look to substantial rights that citizenship affords or doesn't afford particular groups of citizens. So then related to this, the second set of debates has revolved around the question of whether citizenship erases or merely hides or legitimates inequality and domination in society. Now, theories of performative citizenship are important because they take us beyond these two sets of debates, which still focus largely on those who are formal or legal citizens. Thinking about citizenship performatively makes other groups and individuals visible. It brings into view those who might not have the formal status of citizen, but who are part of these polities and who actually enact themselves as citizens in a variety of ways.
Can you give us any examples to help us understand these ideas?
Sure. One simple but powerful example of performing citizenship or enacting oneself as a citizen is Rosa Parks' refusal to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus in 1955 United States. Now, as an African American, Parks would have been at best considered a second-class citizen. But she enacted herself as a citizen, or performed citizenship by refusing to give up her seat when ordered to do so. Now, it was a simple act, and one that in some ways was not even that transgressive. She didn't sit in the whites-only section of the bus, she merely refused to give up her seat in the colored section to a white passenger. But in other ways, it was very powerful. In that moment, Rosa Parks enacted herself as a citizen. She took it upon herself to enact the equality and the rights that she was not afforded.
And how can we apply what we learn from this session in our doctoral work?
So theories of performativity and the methodologies that they imply are quite commonly used beyond the field of citizenship studies. In fact, as a field, citizenship studies has come to performativity rather late in the day, borrowing largely from the ways in which Judith Butler interpreted performativity in her famous books Gender Trouble from 1990 and Excitable Speech from 1997. Theories of performativity have influenced feminist and queer studies, as well as all kinds of other critical and post-structuralist approaches across the social sciences and the humanities. So performative theories and methodologies can underpin all kinds of research in a variety of fields of study and can provide you with a useful critical approach to understanding how identities, concepts, institutions are constructed, reinforced, or challenged.